Random House Audio Voices presents Lazy Bee, Growing Up on a Cattle Ranch in the American Southwest by Sandra Day O'Connor and H. Allen Day. This is Sandra Day O'Connor. Most any place provides better grazing than the sparse open high desert country south of the Gila River on the border of Arizona and New Mexico. The rainfall averages 10 inches a year or less. There are semi-arid mesas ringed on the south and west by volcanic hills littered with boulders and rocks of vesicular basalt, angry black and dark red rocks that are heavy but full of holes. The bubbling liquid from an ancient volcanic core cools suddenly before the bubbles burst. To the north is the Gila River, small and timid most of the year. It flows from the nation's first national wilderness area, the Gila Wilderness, and runs across all of Arizona to join the Colorado River below Yuma. For thousands of years, prehistoric Indians made camps along the river, as well as on the mesas, where occasionally the rains would form shallow lakes. Around these lakes lived an impressive array of animals, reptiles, and birds. Deer, rabbits, antelope, javelinas, coyotes, bobcats, quail, ducks, doves, rattlesnakes, bull snakes, Gila monsters, desert tortoises, and a wide variety of insects. It was no country for sissies, then or now. Making a living there takes a great deal of hard work and considerable luck. Our family stayed there for 113 years. H.C. Day, our grandfather, was a New Englander, shrewd, conservative, careful with his money.